Everybody, the Midrash states, commenting at the very beginning of Parshas Kisetze, that there is a concept called mitzvah goreres mitzvah, and the converse avera goreres avera, which is to say that one good deed begets another, and avera goreres avera, that one misdeed can lead to a cascade of pathologies. Now, there are more mitzvos in Parshas Kisetze, 74 mitzvos, than there are in any other single parsha of the Torah. And it's very tempting to view these mitzvos as disparate, as unrelated to each other. But what the Midrash does at the beginning of the parsha is it sort of ties these things together. So just for example, at the very beginning of the parsha, we learn about the woman that's found in captivity, the Eshes Yefas Toar. And the Torah says that it's possible to take a woman in captivity, though the expression the rabbis use is Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, that the Torah spoke begrudgingly, given the fact that people have a Yetzer Hara, people have an inclination to do things which they shouldn't do. But the next section of the Torah discusses a person who has a wife that he's not getting along with, a wife who is snua, literally hated to the person. And then the very next section of the Torah discusses when an individual has a child who's completely wayward, ki yali ish bein sorer umore, a child who's completely wayward. So putting these things together, you know, the Midrash says, avera goreres avera, a person gave in to a certain very base or primal instinct when it came to this woman that he took from her home and from her context in combat, and it led to a cascade of family problems, marital problems, it led to problems in the home. And in the converse, the Midrash says, but it's also true that mitzvah goreres mitzvah. And so taking a look at the next section, the next aliyah of the parsha, we read about the mitzvah of shiluach haken, of sending the mother bird away. And if one does this mitzvah, the next section of the Torah is building a fence around one's roof, ki asisa ma'ke legagecha. So the Midrash says, yes, if you fulfill this one seemingly small mitzvah of shiluach haken, then one will merit having a house. Around this house, one can build a fence. And the next section of the Torah is that when you plant your vineyard, make sure you don't plant with illegal mixtures, with kilayim, with kilei hakerim. And so again, the Midrash notes that you'll be more successful, and you'll have a successful business endeavor, and you'll have a successful vineyard, etc. So the point that I just wanted to extract from this Midrash, as we're waiting together for the minion for Maariv, to have an extra minute just to make the point perhaps, is this is the idea that even though, as I mentioned, there are 74 mitzvos in Parshas Kitzeitze, and it's easy to look at these mitzvos as unrelated to one another, as they don't have to do anything with each other. One of them is about Amalek, and the other one is about a woman that one meets in combat, and one of them is about building a fence on one's property, and there's a mitzvah of getting married in the Parsha, and there's a mitzvah of what to do if the marriage isn't working out, and you could say these are all disconnected. The way the Midrash looks at it is that spirituality is an organic whole. Mitzvah goreres mitzvah, taking one step along the right path helps one in that direction, and taking one step off the path hurts one. You know, a member of the synagogue was saying to me last week, without getting into any names, that they experienced this in their own personal life, that taking steps closer to service of God helped them take additional steps, and in the opposite direction as well. There's a kind of an intrinsic momentum to religious life that we all have to be aware of, and emerges organically from this parsha, Parshas Kisetze, which has more mitzvos than any other section of the Torah.